A barrier broken. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson becomes the first black woman to be nominated and confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
This has been a long, hard road as we try to get to greater equality, less bigotry in America.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls today's vote inspiration to keep moving forward. Majority Whip Dick Durbin says he respects the three Republicans who voted with Democrats.
I can't say enough for the three. Collins, Murkowski, and Romney, they came through and took grief for it.
Some other Republicans arguing Jackson will be a liberal justice who undermines constitutional rights. She'll take Justice Stephen Breyer's seat when he retires this summer. President Biden just out with a statement commending the UN General Assembly for voting to suspend Russia from its Human Rights Council. Russia called the vote illegal, but later said it was giving up the seat. The U.S. Senate voting earlier to suspend normal trade relations with Russia over the war in Ukraine and to ban oil imports. A man accused of pretending to be a federal agent will stay in custody for now.
A federal judge in Washington orders Arian Taherzadeh held pending a detention hearing. The 40-year-old and another man, 36-year-old Haider Ali, are accused of impersonating a federal agent and attempting to infiltrate federal law enforcement and national defense agencies. That the pair gave free apartments and other gifts to U.S. Secret Service agents who are now also on paid leave. Prosecutors say Haider has some connection with Pakistani intelligence, with both Pakistani and Iranian visas.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the FBI raiding a luxury apartment building in Washington where the men were staying and offering free apartments to Secret Service agents and officers. The White House says the president still has confidence in the Secret Service director. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new round of COVID questions for the White House after several high-profile COVID cases this week.
Anyone who is going to be around the president is tested. Every member of the staff is on a regular testing protocol. If you're going to see him in person, whether you're traveling with him or you're meeting in the Oval Office, you will be tested.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki also says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not considered a close contact despite events with the president this week. She tested positive. He tested negative last night. A surprise for scientists who spent 10 years crashing atoms together to measure the mass of fleeting fundamental particles. They discovered more mass than expected, which could mean a mystery particle accounting for the difference or an entirely new phenomenon that would call into question the model physicists use to understand the workings of the universe. The results published today in the journal Science still need to be verified by other experiments. Golf's first major event of the year gets the internet buzzing.
Google reveals U.S. searches for how many birdies will be made at the Masters spiked over 3,800% over the last week. The tech company seeing a surge of recent searches about the tournament, including Masters pairings and Masters par 3 tee times. With why is Phil Mickelson not playing in the Masters doubling in search interest? Tiger Woods returning, sparking buzz. How many Masters has Tiger won? A top trending question on the site. Iron, said to be the most searched golf club in the U.S. since 2004, followed by putter. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Even the fist pumps are back for Tiger Woods, finishing round one at the Masters at 1 under par in the top 10, a year after the car crash that left him with a severely injured and surgically repaired right leg. Last time he played competitively was 18 months ago. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.